With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Novel coronavirus, a contagious respiratory illness, has been making headlines around the world, leading to fears about its spread. Alex Hager reports, Picking County health officials say risk of contracting it here is low.
Even though Aspen attracts visitors from around the world, the county's epidemiologist Carlin Porter says you're far more likely to catch the flu.
Risk is extremely low, especially if you don't have travel history. So there's not a lot of concern, or there shouldn't be a lot of concern from the general community about acquiring novel coronavirus in Colorado.
She says even though the risk is low, the situation could change, so the county's keeping an eye on the latest from national public health authorities. Eagle County has also announced that it's keeping tabs on the situation. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
The Mid-Valley Trail Plan is getting its first update since 2006. The 2020 plan helps guide proposed future projects and trail connections. Proposed projects include upgrading local roadways, such as Frying Pan Road, to widen shoulders and add additional warning signs, and reconstructing trail segments for safety, like the Hooks Bridge area in Basalt. An open house today will allow residents to comment on the current draft of the plan. The open house is from 12:30 to 6:30 at the El Jebel Community Center. A new report says abundant Colorado snowpack helped reduce 2019 bark beetle activity impacting trees, but the following wet spring hurt aspen leaves in particular. The Daily Sentinel reports the findings were part of an annual U.S. Forest Service and Colorado State Forest Service aerial survey evaluating forest health impacts from insects and disease. The report says fewer trees died due to bark beetles compared to 2018, but spruce, round-headed, and western pine beetles continued to expand. The report says the cold, wet spring followed by warm rains in 2019 led to fungi germinating on aspen leaves. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.